Hallmark Channel presents. Title: The Wedding Veil Unveiled. Images of wedding items appear, including crystal glasses and a pair of cufflinks. Then, three young women in dresses smile. Then, a woman packs in her bedroom in a townhouse beside an elevated train.
You do realize you're going to be in Italy for 2 months, and this is all you're packing?
I'm only teaching a couple days a week, and I want to make sure I leave room in case I find some fabulous antiques or something.
Of course. You mean like the veil that we found in San Francisco.
Which, if you think you'll be needing, you're
what?
Welcome to take home with you.
Nice try. Finn and I are not in any hurry. And besides, you need to have it with you so you can find out its story, right?
I know. Are you hungry? I still have some food left in my fridge. I have a couple slices of my homemade apple pie.
That sounds amazing, actually, but I'm not hungry.
I'm not expecting anyone.
Huh. Well, you can just keep packing and I'll get rid of whoever it is.
Emma continues packing as Tracy walks out, returning with Avery.
Surprise!
Hi! You knew about this.
Of course.
When I heard Tracy was going to be around business, I didn't want to miss out on saying goodbye to you too.
You guys, this does not count as our annual reunion weekend because I'm only here for one night.
No, definitely not. We're doing it in the spring, right?
Yes, yeah. Rhode Island or Maine, but we have plenty of time to decide.
We should decide now, right? While we eat, because I'm starving.
What you just said.
I was starving.
Now, at a cafe.
I envy you, Emma. Oh, your trip's going to be amazing. Says the woman who just got back from a storybook honeymoon a few months ago.
But that's Avery, the eternal romantic. But she's right. You are going to have a wonderful time.
I'm excited. Even if it's not the trip I originally had in mind.
And what do you mean? Because of your ex?
Sometimes I still wonder what would have happened if I just agreed to move to Michigan with him.
Even if you had, that doesn't guarantee that he wasn't going to still find someone else.
Which really would have been a whole lot worse. I mean, I really believe everything happens for a reason. I do.
Like your program being moved from summer to fall. The weather's going to be cooler.
And there's a lot less tourists in fall.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the season, your program's going to be amazing. Well, it kind of has to be because it took me forever to convince the department that it was even a good idea to teach American art to Italians.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring you that much closer to being chair of your department.
That's still 2 years away, if everything goes according to my plan. Okay, you're making me feel a lot better about all of this. Thank you.
Remember, we are always a video chat away, day or night.
Cheers. I love you.
A waiter brings a salad over. Now, a courtyard.
So how's your Italian coming along?
It's getting there. I've just never been one of those people who picks up a foreign language easily.
Oh, you guys know something we haven't discussed. The veil.
Okay, don't worry. I have it packed safely.
Well, make sure that some handsome stranger doesn't see you with it and get the wrong impression like Peter did.
No, romance is the last thing on my mind.
Well, you're going to have the veil with you, so anything's possible. What? You can't deny the fact that I was the first one to have the veil, and that's when I met Peter.
Coincidence!
No, it was fate. You have to go to Italy with an open heart.
So I can get it broken again? No, thank
you. No, you can't give up on romance forever.
I can postpone it for a bit.
No. I'm sorry, I don't think you can in a place like Italy. And
yeah,
beautiful villas, the singing gondoliers, and the wine, and Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, look how they ended up.
Okay, I get your point, but that is just not what this trip is about. Look, you have Peter, and you have Finn, and I have my PowerPoint. So, wait, okay, the light is really good here.
Let's take our selfie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They pose.
Gelato.
The screen freezes on the picture of the three women smiling. Now, a plane flies overhead. Then, elsewhere, a stone walking tunnel, an Italian-style high-rise, a suburban street with flowers in the windowsills. Emma exits a taxi cab and enters the lobby of a well-furnished hotel.
Buongiorno, my name's Anna.
Anna Francesca. Welcome to Italy.
Thank you. I was here once on a tour years ago. Finally made it back.
Once you fall in love with Italy, you always come back. Please follow me.
Now, Emma unpacks in her room.
I'd like a table for two, please.
Un tavolo per due, per favore.
Un tavolo per uno, per favore.
The weather is nice today.
Come in.
Emma. So you like some prosecco and our homemade biscotti.
Francesca enters with a tray.
Thank you.
You know, I could really get used to all this.
Francesca notices a wedding veil.
Are you getting married?
No. This is not my veil. Well, I suppose a third of it is. My friends and I bought it together.
It's beautiful. But out of curiosity, if you are not getting married, why bring it to Italy?
To find out where it came from, where it was made. We think it's the same veil worn in a 19th century painting by Claudio Amici.
Ah, so you're going to play detective?
I'm gonna try. Okay, this sounds silly, but the shopkeeper we bought it from said that whoever is in possession of the veil will find true love.
And do you believe that?
I'm on the fence. But either way, I still want to know its story.
Good luck.
Grazie.
Francesca walks out. Emma lifts the wine glass and shrugs, grinning. Now, Emma walks on the streets, entering a large museum. Inside, a chandelier hangs from the high vaulted ceiling. Emma looks around at the lobby. A woman in a blazer approaches.
Emma!
Welcome!
Natalia!
Benvenuta! It is so nice to finally see you in person.
Yeah, it's so great to meet you. And it only took, what, 2 years?
2 years. That's academia. So now, all we must do is to make sure that this program is a success.
Yes, for both our sakes.
But I have confidence. I know that your class will be a big success. It will be a hit. It is already full.
That's a good sign.
And since we have some time before the classes begin, so I hope you are going to take your time, enjoy yourself, see the sights.
It's exactly what I intend to do.
Bravo.
Now, Emma sits at a cafe in the hotel. Francesca approaches with a water jug.
Grazie. How was your day?
Very good. I checked in at the university, I walked around Padova. Tomorrow, I plan to go to Burano to check out the lace shops.
Ah, so your detective work begins.
I was gonna start in Venice, but from the reading I was doing, it seems I should just go straight to Burano.
The island of painted houses is true. Its lace shops are the oldest in Italy, so it is a good place to start.
Perfect.
Now, Emma stands on a dock, struggling with a ticket dispenser.
Why isn't this working?
A man nearby checks his watch, glances at the line forming, then approaches.
Scusi, signorina. Ciao. May I be of assistance?
No, thank you. I will get this figured out sooner or later.
Sooner would be preferable, because you're holding up the line.
Oh, sorry. So sorry. 3 minuti a farmi un bagno. Just trying to bypass.
Yes, but you told them that in 1 minute you're going to take a bath?
That is not what I meant to say.
I'm quite certain of that.
I would never say that anyway. I prefer showers.
Ah, me too. And for future reference, in Italy we say farsi una doccia, or taking a shower.
Thank you. It's very helpful right now.
The man glances at the line again.
You'd better purchase your ticket.
Yes, I know. The vaporetto will be here any minute. I am working on it.
You haven't been in Italy very long, have you?
No. Why?
Because nothing in Italy runs on time. Not even the vaporetto.
I give up. Why isn't this working? Please.
Posso? May I?
Grazie. Please.
Ah, you entered the dates incorrectly. In Italy, the day precedes the month. So today is the 3rd of October, not October 3rd.
Yes. Si.
I'll show you.
Thank you. Sorry, so sorry.
E ora aspettiamo. Wait. Eccolo. Prego.
Thank you. Grazie mille.
Non c'è di che. It's my turn.
Oh, it's your. Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Now, we fly over a crowded island with colorful buildings. Emma sits on the back of the ferry, sighing at the scenery. She takes her phone out and takes a picture of multicolored boathouses. Now, she gets off the ferry and walks on a cobblestone path. As she walks, her ticket stub falls to the ground.
Signorina, scusi, you dropped this. And you will need it to get back to Venice.
Thank you again.
Prego.
The man checks his watch, then strolls slightly behind Emma.
Are you following me?
No, but we are going obviously in the same direction.
Okay, well, I'll let you go first.
But you don't know where I'm going.
Well, according to my GPS, this is the only road that leads anywhere.
Anywhere can be a lot of places. I'm heading on the main piazza, if you'd like me to show you the way.
No, thank you. No. I'm gonna stay here and shoot some pictures.
Okay. Americana? American?
Yes. Why?
Because you seem a little guarded.
Yes, I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, the American Midwest. I've been there. People are very friendly. Well, enjoy your stay in Italy. Ciao.
The man walks off. As Emma takes a picture of some nearby buildings, she takes a step backwards, inching toward the edge of a nearby canal.
Signorina.
Did I drop something else?
Promise, I'm not following you, but you're getting too close to the canal. E l'acqua fredda, very cold, the water.
Thank you. Yes, I've got it. Thank you.
Ciao.
Appreciate it.
Emma shakes her head. Now, elsewhere, Emma approaches a building. She tries the front door, which is locked. She glances around, concerned, then walks around a corner. She passes several shops, each a different color, and enters into one of them. In the open-air alcove, two old women are sitting peacefully sewing. Several displays of lacework stand in the alcove. A woman approaches.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Parla inglese?
Yes. Most people in the shops here speak English.
This is a relief. So I'm trying to go to the Lace Museum, and according to their hours, they should be open, but for some reason, they're not.
Today is Anna's day to open, but she just had a baby, so you might try later.
I guess everything really does run on its own timetable here. Maybe you can help me. Here.
Bellissimo. Posso?
Yes, very beautiful. I'm trying to find out where this veil is from. I know it's very old. Would you have any idea if it could have been made here in Verano?
I don't recognize this pattern, but try Stefano Merletto d'Arte. It's the oldest shop on the island, and you'll find it on the main square there.
Grazie.
Prego. Buona giornata.
Now, Emma walks to another shop. As she enters, she passes several lace dresses on the street outside. Inside, a woman sews in a sitting chair. Emma enters, watching her work for a moment. Then, Emma smiles.
Buongiorno.
Oh, buongiorno, signorina.
I have a question. I'm trying to find out where this wedding veil is from.
The woman examines the veil, her eyes wide.
Oh mio Dio. Ma come l'ha avuto?
Oh, non capisco.
Sofia! Elena! Venite, venite!
Parla inglese?
This velo!
Two young women enter. They all gather around the veil.
I'm so sorry, I don't understand.
The man from earlier appears.
Non capisco.
Seems you could use my help again.
Okay. Now you really are following me.
No, but I did say this is a very small island.
And you just happened to walk into a lace shop?
Yes. It happened all the time.
Why this lace shop and not one of the dozen other ones on the island?
14, to be exact. But I'm partial to this one.
And what were you planning to buy here?
Nothing.
So you are following me.
Actually, I would say you were following me. This is my family's shop.
What?
And what my grandmother was trying to tell you is that your veil was made in this shop. Ciao, belle.
Ciao, Paolo.
The man raises his eyebrows. Inside, a painting of a woman in a veil,
Ciao.
Looking serious. Now, Emma and the man sit at a cafe table outside.
It just occurred to me that we haven't been introduced. I'm Paolo Di Stefano.
Emma. I want to apologize if I was rude to you earlier. I'd hate to give Midwesterners a bad name.
You haven't.
I'm still very confused about the veil.
My family and I are as well. Up until today, we believed it had been destroyed in a fire. Yet, there it is.
And you're sure it's the same veil?
Si. My grandmother instantly recognized the pattern. and when she saw the embroidered A and the heart, she knew the veil had been consummated by the house of Di Stefano, for Arianna.
Arianna?
The bride, on Amici's painting. She was my great, great, great grandfather's sister.
Okay, Di Stefano?
Are you taking notes?
Yes.
Why?
It's sort of what I do. I'm a professor.
Professor of wedding veils.
Cute. No, I teach art history.
I would have guessed you were a lawyer.
Really? Why, because of my guarded nature?
I was going to say because you are very outspoken.
Okay, so at the risk of sounding like a lawyer, why does your family believe the veil was destroyed?
The story that's been handed down, just before Arianna's wedding, it was accidentally burned by a candle. In fact, in her wedding pictures, she's wearing a different one.
So the portrait was painted before her wedding day.
Esatto, brava.
It was the custom at the time for wealthy families to have portrait painted by prominent artists like Amici. The Di Stefano family was not wealthy, but Arianna was engaged to Count De Marco and he commissioned her portrait.
This veil just keeps getting more and more interesting.
But one little question, Emma. How did you acquire it?
Some friends and I bought it at an antique shop in San Francisco, and we were curious to learn its provenance.
At least you know some of it. And if you'd allow me, I would like to buy the veil from you.
Buy it?
My family never expected to see Arianna's veil, so it was quite a surprise to all of us.
It was a surprise to me, too. Do you need an answer right away? I would have to discuss it with my friends first, since we own it together.
Of course. Take your time.
Now, they stroll along the canal.
I am really sorry if I put you on the spot, but you saw the look on my grandmother's face when she saw the veil. Arianna was still alive when my grandmother married my grandfather, and they became close, so it would mean a lot to her to have it back in the family.
I understand.
And I'm not expecting something for nothing.
What do you mean?
Isn't that an American expression? What I'm trying to say is that you should name your prize.
No. No, we could never accept money for the veil.
Not even for a generous offer.
Okay, here's an American expression you might not have heard. Not everything is for sale. You can't put a price on sentiment.
Is that your way of negotiating?
Clearly we're not understanding each other.
Now, in a village square, Emma chats on her phone.
So, in a roundabout way, the veil does belong to the Di Stefano family.
It's okay with me if you give it back.
Me too. I mean, at least I can say I
wore a veil that belonged to an Italian contessa. But I just wanted you two to have the chance to wear it someday.
I'm not going to be needing a veil anytime soon. Then it's settled.
I feel like we're repatriating a work of art or something.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
Even if Paolo doesn't believe we would give it back without asking for any money.
What's he like? Is he handsome?
What difference does it make?
Well, I only bring it up.
Because you were carrying a veil when you met him.
But I also met his grandmother, his mother,
a sister, two cousins.
So once we give it back, that will be the end of it.
But my only regret is we'll never know if the legend holds true.
My only regret is we'll never know the rest of the veil's story.
In the Stefano lace shop, Emma stands beside Paolo. She hands the veil to Paolo's grandmother.
You're kind. You and your friends.
We're just happy it's back where it belongs. And it only took 133 years.
Ma grazie a te. Ora a casa.
She hugs Emma.
She says, because of you, it's on. Ciao, nonna.
She blows Emma and Paolo a kiss.
As you can see, you've made her very happy.
And you can't put a price on that.
No, but we are all still curious to know why Arianna didn't wear the veil.
Well, maybe she just changed her mind.
After all the time and work that went into making it, it's not likely.
Okay, maybe the veil was stolen and she was too ashamed to tell her family.
Forse, I suppose it's possible. But unfortunately, we will never know.
No, I suppose not.
Thanks again for bringing the veil back to my grandmother.
It was my pleasure.
They gaze at each other.
And anyway, it gives me another chance to try to see the lace museum. Hope it's open this time.
You are interested in lace?
After my friends and I bought the veil, I developed a new appreciation for it.
Okay.
The sun rises. Now, in a different outfit, Emma approaches a museum docent.
Buongiorno. May I speak with you?
Yes.
I am an art history professor. I'm teaching a class in Padova, and I was interested in an artist from Verona, Claudio Amici. Since your museum houses his papers, I was wondering if I could speak with the curator, just for a few minutes.
Okay, please let me check.
Grazie.
The docent returns to her desk. Paolo appears.
This is a coincidence.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Actually, I think we're both here for the same reason.
The veil?
I'm not the sort of person who can let things go. Once I get curious about something, I kind of have to see it through.
But you already know its provenance.
There's still more I want to know.
My grandmother as well.
Just your grandmother?
I have to admit our conversation yesterday sparked my curiosity.
Signorina, the curator will be happy to see you.
Grazie. Well, since you're here, you might as well come along.
All right. Now, in a large library, a man approaches Paolo and Emma.
Our collection is rather small because Amici died at a young age.
He produces one book.
Is there anything that specifically mentions the portrait of a bride painting?
No. But we have two studies.
Studies?
Early sketches. They're also referred to as the artist's visual notes.
Mm.
Sorry, I tend to get a little carried away with details.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Try telling that to a room full of students.
She opens the book.
Look, this is interesting. Ardiana is smiling in these sketches, but not in the finished painting.
Hmm. I wouldn't have noticed that. Brava.
Is this everything from the archives?
I believe so. But there was a biography published some years ago on Amici by a local historian. It was a small printing, most likely out of print by now.
Paolo and Emma glance at each other. Then, they stroll outside the museum.
Looks like Arena Story ends here.
I don't know. Those studies made me think there might be more to it. Maybe you're right.
I'm heading back to Padua. Can I offer you a ride?
I thought you lived in Burano.
No, we have a shop in Burano and one in Rome. But our factory and my home are in Padua.
Thank you. No, I'm going to stay in Verona and see the sights.
Be sure not to miss the famous Romeo and Giulietta balcony.
No, I plan to miss it. I don't want to be reminded of Shakespeare's sad love story.
A recent heartbreak?
Not too recent, but not distant enough.
Juliet's balcony is just a place to restore one's faith in love.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
It's where I proposed to my wife.
Obviously, she said yes.
Yes, she did. But unfortunately, she passed away a few years ago.
Sorry.
Thank you. But the point I'm trying to make is that after avoiding it, I finally went back to the balcony. And when I saw there all the couples in love, it made me realize that life and love go on.
Yes, I'm just not ready to move on yet. I think I will go see the Basilico of San Zeno.
Paolo grins.
What? Why is that funny?
The Basilica of San Zeno is where Romeo and Juliet exchanged their vows.
Is there anything in Verona not related to romance?
This is called the City of Love for a reason.
Yes, I'm beginning to realize that.
We have a saying in Italy. Non soffermarti sul passato, ma vivi per il momento. Which means don't dwell on the past, but live for the moment.
Sounds great. In theory, but it's not very realistic. I prefer to make plans and know where I'm going.
And where is that?
Well, right now I think I'll go see the Castelvecchio.
Ah, il Castelvecchio.
Castelvecchio.
It was built as a fortress and it's probably the least romantic place in all of Verona.
Oh, then what am I waiting for? Ciao.
Emma begins walking away.
Signorina, Castelvecchio that way.
Emma turns and walks the other way.
Grazie.
Ciao.
Now, Emma addresses a class from a lectern.
Buongiorno. Welcome to American Art History. My name is Emma Lowell, and over the next 8 weeks, we will be exploring the works of artists from John Singer Sargent to Andy Warhol. So let me just get my deck started.
The power cable begins sparking.
That's not good. Why did it do that? Sorry.
A student retrieves a fire extinguisher.
Thank you.
Grazie. Why? Why did that happen?
It looks like you were using a converter and an adapter.
Yes, I thought I need both for Italy. No?
I'll go tell maintenance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Luca.
Luca.
Now, Emma sits in her hotel room on a video chat with Tracy and Avery.
From the looks on their faces, I'd be surprised if any of the students show up again.
Oh, Em, it just sounds like an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, and it's not likely to ever happen again.
Natalia was sympathetic, but I could tell she was disappointed in me.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
Did I mention I caused a blackout in the building?
Okay, so that's not good. But you need to just put it behind you and look, you're gonna be fine.
At least
I was successful at one thing. I tracked down the Amici biography.
Way to go!
Don't get too excited. It's in Italian.
This is exciting.
Why?
Because it gives Emma the perfect excuse to call Paolo.
Why do I need to call him?
Because you
need him to translate the book for you.
And after all, he has a stake in this.
I mean, I don't want him thinking I'm using this as an excuse to see him again.
You're not.
I mean, you totally are, but you're not.
You know,
we all want to find out about Ariana.
I don't know.
Come on. Who else do you know that speaks Italian
and has a vested interest in the veil?
Emma ponders. Paolo, with his family at the lace shop.
The title player, the teammate. Yes, he's
foreign.
No.
Va bene. Ciao. Bye.
Who was it?
Emma, the American woman with the veil. She doesn't want it back, does she?
No, she just asked me for a favor.
Papa, when you and Uncle Vittorio are finished arguing about soccer, can we talk business?
Who's arguing? We just talking? What do you want to discuss?
My ideas to expand the business.
This again.
Listen, the US market for high-end Italian lace is what they call booming. Demand is up for our bridalware. Not to mention that orders for our tableware, linens, and bedding have all gone up 25%.
I am well aware of the numbers.
What buyers tell me is the perfect time to open a new store. So why not open one? And also, we could call it House of Stefano. Mm-hmm. Bello.
Paolo, expanding too fast, especially into a foreign market, is too risky.
Too fast. The last time we expanded was when we opened the store in Rome. Over 40 years ago.
Yes, it is done very well, especially since I took over after Uncle Giuseppe retired.
Bravo. So why not expand again?
But who is going to run it? It has to be someone in the family.
Me. I would. I've been to the States dozens of times for business. I know the market. Nico. Hmm? Nico could take over for me here.
Armando, ci dovresti fare un pensierino.
Grazie, nonna.
Bene. For you, mamma. I think about it again. Now, does anyone else have any business to discuss?
We need to talk about Nonna's birthday party.
Io non voglio fare niente, nonna.
Dai!
Like, Maria, we're going to make a fuss anyway. It's your 85th birthday.
Oh, come on, nonna.
Nana grumbles. Emma walks out of the hotel. Paolo stands on the sidewalk.
Thank you for taking me to Venice today.
I was surprised you found Amici book and curious to see if we'll find anything in it.
I wouldn't mind grabbing a coffee on the way. Is there a place nearby that we could pick one up?
I'm afraid not. Italians take their coffee very seriously and never grab it to go. Even just a short espresso is a time to take a breath and enjoy the moment.
Something Americans don't do very often, but maybe we should.
They approach a convertible.
Is this yours?
Yes.
I would have guessed you drove a sports car.
Because I'm Italian.
Or maybe because I watched a lot of Marcello Mastroianni movies before I came here.
I like that you compared me to Marcello Mastroianni. I'm flattered.
Not the actor, just the car.
He puts on sunglasses.
What about now?
An overhead shot of the Venice sights.
It is.
Emma and Paolo sail in a boat along the canals. They look out at the buildings to either side of the canal, then gaze at each other. Emma takes out her phone and takes a picture. Paolo takes her phone and snaps a photo of the two of them together in the boat. Now, they ride in a gondola. Paolo puts his arm around Emma. Now, in a library.
Tutto molto interessante. There seems to be several references to Arianna.
Great.
Posso offrirti un caffè? Let's go grab a coffee.
Sì. I was so close.
Now, they sit at a cafe table.
According to the author, Arianna and Amici fell in love while he was painting her portrait.
Well, then why did she marry Count DeMarco?
This might explain. It's a letter she wrote to Amici. My dearest Claudio, I'm writing to you through tears of sorrow because I cannot marry you. Even though I'm promised to another, my love for you is beyond anything I have ever known. If we were to run away together, as we intended, it would inflict shame upon my family, who I could never dishonor. I take no comfort of knowing that I've hurt you. Forgive me, Arianna.
It's the saddest letter I've ever heard.
It gets worse. Amici died the following year of a broken heart.
Okay, that's not really a thing, is it?
You don't believe someone could die from a broken heart?
I survived mine.
If shutting yourself off from love and romance is surviving it, then I suppose you did.
Emma grins. Now, Emma addresses the class.
Glad to see that most of you were brave enough to venture back.
She indicates a painting on the slideshow, The Spirit of 76, okay. Yankee Doodle.
I'm sure most of you have seen this iconic image before. Today, we are going to talk about its history. I hope you did the assigned reading about the Revolutionary War. The American Revolution was our war of independence. And yes?
I was wondering when we are going to cover Warhol and Liechtenstein.
Not for a few more weeks.
I was hoping it would be sooner.
It's important, though, that you have a perspective on American history and its early artists. Then you can see what led to pop art and the postmodern movement. Right?
Now, Emma sits outside at a table with her laptop. Paolo approaches.
You mentioned you were teaching, but I didn't realize it was here.
What are you doing here? Are you taking a class?
No, I mentor some students in the design program.
Please.
Grazie.
He sits.
So you're an artist?
Not really. I used to sketch some of the design for our lace patterns, but I transitioned to the business side a while ago, and now I'm in charge of sales and marketing. I'm glad to see you taking a moment to enjoy an espresso.
Oh.
But working kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Bad American habit. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how not to be a disaster in the classroom.
Are you the one who almost started a fire the other day?
You heard about that? Haven't even been here a week and I'm already infamous.
Now I understand why you're on your uno, due, third espresso.
It's not just that. I'm having trouble connecting with my students, and that's never happened before.
You've never taught in Italy before either.
Yes, but it shouldn't be that different.
So what's making it different?
Well, I think the students here only want to hear about the modern artists and not about all the history that came before them.
Probably, because in Italy we are surrounded by nothing but history.
But it's important to understand the past, to appreciate what comes after it.
Is chronological time so important?
It is, to me. I just think there needs to be an order to things. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I just need to chill. Although after three espressos, I don't even know if that's possible.
I could show you something my grandmother taught me to relax.
Please tell me it's not crossword puzzles. I've been there, tried it, doesn't work.
Not crossword puzzles.
Meditation.
Oh. I guarantee you've never done this before. And now, I have to meet with my students in a few minutes. Should I meet you at your hotel around 5?
Sure. As long as we're not cliff diving or bungee jumping or anything that's going to result in stitches.
On the contrary, I hope it does.
What?
Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella.
Now, they stitch lace together.
Your grandmother was right. This is very relaxing. I've been at this for an hour, and I have not thought once about my class, nor have I made that much progress on my lace.
It's not about how fast you are. It's about slowing things down and being in the moment.
Yes, the Italian way.
Exactly. A small square like this can take an experienced lace maker up to 2 weeks to finish.
Well, at this rate, it's going to take me until next fall.
Am I doing this stitch correctly?
Ooh, yes you are. I'm impressed. But let me show you a little trick.
Paolo stands and leans over her back.
It's easier if you hold your hand this way.
Paolo's hand caresses hers.
The pattern is beautiful. It's your grandmother's?
No, it's an old design of mine.
I love it.
They gaze at each other.
I love that I'm literally making lace by hand.
Paolo sips from his wine glass. Emma takes a quick breath.
My family has been doing it for over 2 centuries. Mm. I'm sure you already know the story about how lace making first came to Burano.
Actually, no. No, I don't.
Well, according to local folklore, a fisherman set sail just before his wedding day. While at sea, was tempted by a siren who tried to seduce him with her song, but the fisherman stayed true to his fiancée. The siren was so impressed that she decided to reward him, and she flicked her tail against his boat, which formed an intricate web of sea foam on the hull. When he returned home, the sea foam had dried, and he gave it to his fiancée so she could make it into a wedding ring.
I love that story.
I'm surprised you think so.
Well, I might not believe in fairy tales, but I still love the stories.
In Italy, everything has a story. But now, I want to know yours.
Oh, mine's more or less a cliche. A couple is together for 4 years. He decides to take a job far away. They do the long distance thing for a while. He meets someone else. She gets her heart broken.
Perhaps they weren't really meant to be together.
That's what I keep telling myself.
Does it work?
Sometimes. It did teach me one thing, though. Long distance relationships don't work.
She lifts her wine glass.
We have another saying in Italy.
Of course you do.
Puoi far funzionare qualsiasi cosa se lo vuoi davvero. You can make anything work if you really want to.
Emma ponders, then sips her wine. Emma's class files in.
Good morning. Okay, please take your seats. Can anyone tell me who the first American superstar artist was?
Whistler's mother appears on her slideshow.
Still too old for you. You know what? We are going to put aside the 19th century and jump ahead to the 20th century. Let's talk about one of my favorite American realist painters, Edward Hopper. Do any of you know his work?
He did the famous painting of the diner.
Yes.
American diners are so cool.
They are cool. What else about American culture do you like?
Comic books.
This explains why you're so interested in Lichtenstein. For those of you not familiar, his paintings are parodies of comic book art. What else do we like?
Paolo stands in an office with his sister.
I just got off the phone with Papa. He didn't sound very pleased about the deal you made with the US buyers for our new evening bags.
But I think it's worth the risk.
Paolo, it's a big order. If we have to take back the merchandise, we'll lose money.
Sofia, trust me. These evening bags are totally different than anything else on the market. And I'm pretty confident they'll do well. Maybe then Papa will have a little more faith in my judgment.
The mermaid tail. I haven't seen that design in quite some time.
I was sharing the story of Burano Lace the other day.
It must have been a woman you told the story to.
What makes you say that?
Because it's very romantic.
I hope she's someone special.
40. Out. Grazie. Ciao.
Now, Emma strolls down a village street alone, hands in pockets. She passes a shop table with colorful atomizer perfume bottles. Luca appears from inside.
Professoressa.
Luca. Hi.
Hi.
Do you work here?
Sì, part-time. It's my uncle's shop. This is my uncle, Alberto.
Hello.
Piacere, professoressa.
Lucas told me how much enjoys your class.
Grazie. You have some lovely pieces here. I particularly love these perfume bottles.
Those are Lucas. He made them.
They're stunning.
Thank you.
He has already been accepted to the Accademia Riace.
It's a famous art school in Florence. I was accepted into the program to become a master glass artist.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. But it's conditional on finishing my undergraduate degree. I only need one more class, which is why I'm taking yours.
Ah, okay. Well, now I really have to take one home. The only struggle is going to be which one.
That is a good one.
Evening in the hotel lobby.
Hey, you look lovely. Where are you off to?
It's the first night of Luminaria. Why don't you come along?
Thank you. I have to finish grading these papers.
Well, you cannot work every night. Come on, you should enjoy more our Italian traditions.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Buona serata.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Francesca walks out. Emma frowns. Then, she strolls in the festival.
Emma! Good evening.
Buonasera.
So, how are you enjoying the festival?
I don't know yet. I just got here. It was a spontaneous decision.
And what were you doing when you made that decision? Grading papers?
I'm that much of a stereotype.
No, I just ran into Francesca, and she told me.
Ciao.
But come, we must walk the street of Luminaria.
Paolo and Emma walk off arm in arm. Francesca grins, watching. They stroll together under a lighted walkway.
This is absolutely gorgeous. It's like a fairy tale.
Saint Anthony, Sant'Antonio, is the patron saint of Padua. So we honor him with our festival, with the street of Luminaria. He's also the patron saint of lost things and lights, are to commemorate what has been lost.
Like lost wedding veils.
Yes, except Arianna's veil wasn't actually lost.
True. Although, I have a theory as to why she didn't wear the veil at her wedding.
Go on.
Because she wasn't marrying the man she loved.
I had the same thought.
Well, I guess we're finally understanding each other then.
But how did it end up in San Francisco? Any theories?
No, that one has me stumped.
Paolo helps Emma onto the elevated seating area.
But now that my class is finally going well, maybe I can do a little digging. Yes, I took your advice. I veered off syllabus and changed up a few things.
Maybe Italy is beginning to have an effect on you.
I think maybe it is.
So you've decided to leave for the moment and see where things take you?
As long as they still fit into my 5-year plan.
I know it's an American thing, but have you always been so driven?
Yes, I have.
And your personal life, did you plan that out as well?
Unfortunately, I learned the hard way that romance is something you can't control.
No more than you can control the moon and the stars.
They gaze at each other, then look up at the sky. Above, smoky clouds pass in front of the full moon.
It's a beautiful Italian moon.
See, and it came out just in time for us to dance under it.
They glance at each other. Elsewhere, the festival attendees dance with each other in the main square. Francesca dances with a man. Nearby, Emma and Paolo also dance, holding each other close. They smile. A nearby woman pauses her dance and turns to them.
Paolo!
Lucia, Franco, Emma, my cousin, and her husband.
Piacere. Nice to meet you.
Ci vediamo
I'll see you in a few weeks at Nonna's birthday party.
Grazie.
You weren't kidding about having a big family. I bet even the mayor is your cousin.
No, but her daughter is married to my cousin.
They smile at each other. Then Emma glances around.
I think that was the last dance.
Well, I see Francesca, so I can walk back to the hotel with her.
Okay.
Thank you for a lovely evening and for arranging that moon.
Grazie a te.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Emma joins Francesca.
I see you and Paolo dance well
together. No, it's not like that. No.
Paolo grins, watching them. At the glass shop.
Ciao.
Ciao, professoressa.
You missed the last two classes. Just wanted to make sure everything's okay.
And that's very kind of you, but I had to withdraw from the class.
Oh.
Please don't think it was you or the class. I loved it. But Signora Lucchese informed me I was no longer allowed to take it.
Why?
I missed the deadline to pay the rest of my tuition.
There's only 3 weeks left. You won't be able to graduate.
I don't have the money, so...
Luca, I'm so sorry. Well, maybe there's something we can do.
Unfortunately, my family can't help me financially. Things are hard for them right now, and business here is going down for my uncle, so he can't help me either.
I'll tell you what. I will speak with Signora Lucchese and see if there's something we can do. In the meantime, I want you to keep coming to class.
It's okay?
Yes, absolutely. I just don't want you to fall behind. And there's an Italian saying I recently learned. You can make anything work if you really want to. So I'll see you in class.
Okay.
Now, Emma answers her cell phone.
Paolo.
Hey.
I'm calling to tell you that my grandmother thinks there might be an old trunks of Arianna's.
In one of our storerooms.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
Can we meet in Burano tomorrow?
I'll be there. And just so you know, I'm now an expert at buying tickets for the Vaporetto.
Great.
In a university office.
Luca told me he hasn't paid his full tuition yet, but he needs my class to complete his degree.
I understand that, Emma. But there is nothing more we can do.
It's just that he already works part-time to support himself, so isn't there something like a grant or financial aid?
Luca is already on a partial scholarship.
I told him to continue coming to class.
That would mean he is auditing, which this university does not permit.
If you could just give me a few days.
I could do that, Emma. But if you permit Luca to continue to attend your class, there could be consequences.
I think the consequences might be worse for Luca if I don't.
At the Stefano Lace shop, the veil is on full display. The old painting of the Arianna in the veil sits nearby. Emma smiles at the display.
Magnifico! The veil looks beautiful next to the portrait.
I show you something else. When I fixed one of the pearls on the veil, I found una piccola tasca, a tiny pocket.
This was inside?
Yes.
What is it?
A very old piece of lace. I take it to the Museo del Merletto, and they say it's an original Burano lace.
That's incredible.
Porta fortuna.
Ah, for luck.
Yes.
When we bought the veil, the shopkeeper told us there was a legend attached to it.
Una leggenda.
Leggenda. Yes. Supposedly, whoever is in possession of the veil will find true love.
È molto interessante.
Sounds very Italian to me.
Or maybe it's just a story to sell a veil.
It seems to have worked out over and over.
You're beginning to sound a lot like her.
Now, Paolo escorts Emma into a storage room.
And I thought my parents kept a lot of stuff.
The shop has been around since 1871. So things have a way of piling up.
I love all these old hats.
Emma places a top hat on Paolo's head.
Bellissimo.
Grazie. Vediamo un po' te.
Paolo places a thin lace hat on Emma's head.
Ecco qua. Bellissimo.
They smile at each other, removing the hats.
A lace top hat. I doubt this was a big seller.
Not exactly something Fred Astaire would have worn.
But I can see Ginger Rogers wearing yours. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
So you know American musicals.
I love them. Especially the old ones.
So do I.
Summer nights here, they used to show them in Galuppi Square.
They rummage through old boxes. Paolo uncovers a trunk.
Emma, I think that's the trunk.
It has to be.
They crouch beside it and open the lid. Emma removes a lace baby dress.
Yours?
It's possible, but several generations could have worn it. Emma,
Paolo lifts a box with a pink heart drawn on the lid.
Open it. Arianna.
Inside the box are several photos and papers.
Look. She kept a picture of Amici.
Emma looks at the photo. Paolo finds an official document.
And this looks like her will.
Oh, don't look at me. If you want me to read it, we're going to be here all day.
Ah, yes. It seems she left a quarter of her estate to my grandmother for taking care of her in her final years. Mm. I bequeath one half of my estate to my chambermaid, Carmela Di Concini. Che mi aiutata, who helped me during my darkest hours, and for her loyalty and service over the last 40 years. I am forever grateful. And then she left the rest to the church.
Do you think when she says her darkest hours, she's referring to losing Amici?
Or something else?
Well, the chambermaid probably knew. And she probably knew about the veil, too.
It's possible Carmela has some heirs.
And they might have some answers.
So, you want to keep going with this?
We've already uncovered one great love story. I kind of want to see how this ends.
Are you the same woman who didn't want to go to Romeo and Juliet balcony?
Can I do an about face on that?
About face?
Change of heart.
Ah.
I think I'd really like to see it before I leave.
And I would really like to show it to you.
Lunch is ready. Emma, vieni con me. Meet the family.
I wasn't planning on staying. I don't want to intrude.
Paolo.
Eh?
Di qualcosa.
No, mamma, io non c'entro niente. Mm? Vede? No, dai. She won't take no for an answer.
Paolo extends a hand.
Prego.
They walk off together. Emma and Paolo's family gather at an outdoor table.
Nato mancino. È uno capo.
Thank you so much for lunch. È delizioso.
But there's more.
Nonna appears with a pastry.
My grandmother made her famous crostata di mele.
It looks like our apple pie.
I always wanted to try American apple pie. Naturalmente è stato inventato in Italia.
Certo.
Of course.
She says apple pie is Italian. Italians think that anything that's good started here.
Well, it is the birthplace of the Renaissance. Not to mention, Italy gave us pasta, Federico Fellini.
Brava.
I can tell you are a professoressa.
How much longer will you be in Italy?
I have about 2 more weeks of classes, and then I'm going to go to Rome for a few days before I go back to Chicago.
You must come to my festa di compleanno.
To your birthday party?
Yes.
I would love that.
Mi carina.
So this is where your family has their weekly meetings?
Yes, the family has been gathering here for about the last 65 years.
My father began the tradition.
I love that your whole family works together.
And eat together.
6 generations so far.
Do you come from a big family, Emma?
Actually, I'm an only child.
Oh.
Well, you never know what the future will bring.
È il momento di tagliare la torta, vero?
Emma and Paolo stroll together.
I'm sorry if my family came on a little strong.
My parents have a tendency to do that as well.
Ever since Gabriella, they just want me to be happy again.
When my boyfriend and I split up, my parents set me up on several blind dates.
Really?
Mm.
My sister and mother did the same. But after 10 disappointments, that was enough.
You lasted longer than I did. I think I stopped at number 3.
I guess we both prefer leaving things to chance.
I never leave anything to chance, if I can help it.
Fate doesn't need help. It just happens.
Is this another Italian saying?
No. Actually, it's an American one. I heard it once in a movie, and it's just stuck with me.
I suppose it does make sense in a fatalistic sort of way.
Kind of like the legend with the veil.
Maybe.
It's one thing to see Burano on food, but it's a completely different experience to tour the lagoon and canals by boat.
In that.
I promise you won't fall out.
Paolo steps into a boat and extends his hand. Now, Paolo and Emma sail along the canal in a small motorboat, under a stone footbridge. Now, they stroll along the canal.
Not only did I survive, I actually enjoyed that. Grazie.
Prego.
And I notice he only gripped the boat once or twice.
Only in the first few minutes.
Yes. This is my favorite part of the island. It's quiet.
Do you want a gelato? I want gelato.
No.
Why?
After such a big lunch? No.
Most Italians, lunch is the biggest meal of the day. We eat and then nap or take a walk, which is why our lunch breaks are 2 or even 3 hours.
At home, we usually rush through lunch and then rush to get back to work.
Here, we work to live, not live to work.
I love all these colorful houses.
Do you know why they all painted that way?
No, but this is Italy, so I'm guessing there's a story.
Actually, yes, but it's a very logical one. The earliest fishermen painted all their houses in red color so they could find their way home when the canal was covered in fog.
Love that they haven't changed them.
Emma glances around at the colorful houses.
It must have been so fun growing up in a place like this.
Yes, it was. And I also worked on one of those fishing boats when I was young.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't always work in the family business.
No, I didn't want to back then. I thought lace was old-fashioned.
Well, what changed your mind?
Girls. I didn't want to go out with the boys whose hands smell like fish. No, the truth is I eventually grew up and I realized that I loved the lace business. But lately, I've been a little frustrated with it.
I noticed some tension earlier between you and your father.
I've been trying to expand the business. My dream is to open a store in the US, but my father doesn't agree with my ideas.
He doesn't like your business plan?
I cannot get him to read it. As you saw today, my family is not doing business the traditional way.
Have you tried taking a different approach?
Like what?
Why not make it visual and illustrate it for them? You could do a slide deck, like a PowerPoint.
Hmm.
Obviously, without causing a blackout. But you never know, it might be just the thing to get their attention.
They're not busy passing ravioli and calzone. They might stay focused. Grazie.
Maybe thinking like an American could work for you.
They grin at each other. A young woman strolls by.
Paolo!
Ciao Anita, che bello vederti, come stai?
Bene, grazie.
Prendo un giro?
Sì, stavo facendo una passeggiata.
Ah. Emma, I'd like you to meet Anita.
Piacere, ciao. Bello rivederti.
Anche per me, ciao.
Another cousin?
No, Anita, it's an old girlfriend.
Oh. She doesn't look that old.
Andiamo.
Now, they approach the ferry.
Thank you again for such a wonderful day.
You're welcome. I'm sorry we didn't have enough time to find gifts for your friends.
Mm.
Maybe next time.
I know Avery and Tracy would love to have something from Bonanno.
So, what's next for us? No, I meant about researching Arena's maid.
Well, I can go to the library when I'm on campus tomorrow, see if I can find out anything else about her.
Call me if you find something, or even if you don't.
I will. Better get on the vaporetto.
Emma boards, holding her ticket.
Look, I didn't drop my pass this time.
Brava. Ciao.
Ciao.
Evening. Emma in her hotel room on a video chat with Tracy and Avery.
And a chambermaid, it's better than a romance novel.
When have you ever read one?
Never, but you know what I mean.
But my heart just breaks for Ariana.
What do you think she meant by her darkest hours?
Paolo and I think it has to be
losing the love of her life. So what is the story with you and Paolo on a small boat?
I'm just trying to embrace the Italian lifestyle.
You did not answer the question.
Is there something going on with you and Paolo? Please tell us.
Emma rocks her head back.
I think I'm starting to have feelings for him.
That's great.
No, it's not. You both know how I feel about long distance. This would
be very long distance.
Not to mention, we come from two completely different worlds. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. What's going on with you guys?
She's never going to tell us. Never.
I want to hear more about your program. Is your class going better?
Yes.
Although, I think I may have overstepped
and gone a little too far
out on a limb.
Oh, no.
Emma on the phone with Paolo.
So it took me most of the afternoon. I
not only found the maid's obituary, Carmela Di Concini died in 1958.
I also
found she has a grandson living in Verona.
And you found all that in just one day. You're amazing.
No, just really good at research.
Not very good at taking compliments.
You noticed that, huh?
I've noticed
a lot of things about you.
I noticed a thing or two about you, too.
Shall we go to Verona tomorrow?
Sure, I'd love that. And while we're there...
We'll go
to la casa di Giulietta. Ciao.
Emma grins. Daytime. Emma sits in Paolo's car.
What's all this?
For you and your two friends.
What?
You said you wanted to bring them something back from Murano. So I thought they might like our umbrellas. I managed to find a few.
That is so thoughtful. Thank you.
And for you, I brought this.
Paolo hands Emma a headscarf.
Bellissima.
For your hair.
This is perfect. I need this. Thank you.
Prego.
She places it on her head.
Okay. How do I look?
Mamma mia. Very Sofia Loren.
Andiamo.
Paolo starts his car. They drive off, with the top down. Elsewhere, Emma looks out of the passenger side as they pass some old buildings. Now, an older man in a suit leads Emma and Paolo into a fancy sitting room.
Thank you very much for seeing us.
I was intrigued to meet you when you said you wanted to talk about my grandmother.
Your grandmother, Carmela, worked for my great-great-great-aunt, La Contessa de Mar.
She often talked about the Contessa. Please, sit. They were very close.
Grazie.
After you called, I pulled out some photos.
Ah, grazie.
Thank you. Very kind of you.
And this is my grandmother.
Your grandmother is wearing the veil.
That's the veil you were asking me about on the phone?
Yes. Do you have any idea what happened to it after the wedding?
I assume she gave it to Claudia, her daughter.
E Claudia aveva per caso dei figli? Did Claudia have any children?
Just my cousin Angela. But she moved to the U.S. and after the war we lost the touch.
Well, that's probably how the veil got to the U.S.
Yes.
It is a beautiful veil. Mm. Are you going to wear it when you two get married?
You have some water? You want water too?
Now, a small balcony.
So cute! I had no idea it was so little.
I doubt Romeo thought so.
This is the wall where everyone leaves their letters to Julia. It's...
Sì, esatto.
I read that last year alone there were over 50,000. See? Details.
I happen to like details.
Paolo indicates the wall beside.
Do you want to leave a letter?
No, I'm good.
You don't have to be in love to write one.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, you can write about heartbreak, unrequited love, or even ask Giulietta for advice. There's an entire staff that are called secretaries of Giulietta, who answer as many of them as they can.
Have you ever written one?
Sì, I have, when Gabriella died. And it helped.
She was your true love.
But what I wrote was that I wanted to heal my heart. I don't believe we only have one true love. Do you?
I don't know.
Emma glances up at the balcony.
And anyway, like you once said, I'm not sure I ever really was in love.
Vuoi continuare a passeggiare?
Keep going.
Vuoi continuare a passeggiare insieme a me?
More Italian.
The lecture hall.
That's it for today. See you Wednesday. Please remember to study for the final next week. Luca, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I have a friend in the States who runs a foundation that endows scholarships for the arts. I took the liberty of telling him about you, and while I can't pull any strings, I can download the application. The only catch is this has to be in today. But since we're 6 hours ahead of Boston, you should have time to complete it, if you're interested.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Luca begins filling out the form as Emma walks off. A transition. Emma returns to Luca's seat.
How is it going, Luca?
I'm nearly finished.
I upload photos of my glass art, but I just realized I need to submit transcripts with the application. The registrar's office closes soon, so I'd better get going.
Yeah, I'll walk over with you.
Okay.
They approach a closed office door.
It's supposed to be open. You're gonna miss the deadline.
Siamo chiusi, mi dispiace tanto.
And you can't be closed, there's still 15 minutes.
I'm closing early today, basta.
It's urgent. Per favore, he needs to get his transcripts, it's very important.
Bene, come in.
Grazie.
Luca enters the office. Now, Emma sits at a cafe table sipping from an espresso mug. Emma receives a text message. It is three pencil sketches, two of the same woman, one of a child. Emma places a call to the curator.
Hi, it's Emma Lowell.
I just got your text.
I went back and dug a little further, and I hadn't noticed those sketches before.
Do you know who the subjects are?
The first two are Michi's mother, and they're all dated 1890.
And
what about the child?
Sorry, but no.
Now, Emma and Paolo sit in the Stefano storage room with the trunk.
Sorry I dragged you in here again.
I'm not complaining.
It's just... my conversation with the curator got me thinking that maybe we missed something. It is strange that this christening gown is the only piece of clothing in the trunk, especially considering that Arianna never had children.
But we don't know whose christening gown it was.
But Amici and Arianna met and fell in love in 1889.
Yes.
Amici made a sketch of an infant about a year later that he kept in his personal collection. Your family kept this christening gown with Arianna's things.
So you think they had a child?
I think if they did, they certainly would have kept it a secret. What are you looking for?
Something the lacemakers used to do years ago. And there it is.
Paolo shows the name Claudia embroidered into the gown.
Claudia, isn't that the name of the chambermaid's daughter?
But why would it be not in a trunk?
Because Claudia is probably Arianna and Amici's daughter. Arianna probably gave the baby to Carmela to raise as her own.
But we don't know that for sure. Okay. I looked through her papers again. You look the photos.
Okay.
Maybe we did overlook something.
Emma opens a photo book.
I didn't notice this before. Doesn't this look like the infant from Amici's sketch?
She shows Paolo the photo.
Could be, but it still doesn't prove anything.
Well, I don't know about your family, but my mother always writes on the back of her photos who it is, what date it was taken.
Emma flips the photo.
Look. Il mio segreto
più prezioso. My most precious secret.
Claudia.
So she was their daughter.
Well, now we know why Amici died of a broken heart.
Emma glances wistfully at the photo.
Poor Arianna. I can't imagine giving up a child.
Yeah. She sacrificed more than most people, you know, to protect the family.
She must have been quite a woman.
Nonna, you are the only one here who knew her. What do you think?
I always felt she was hiding something. Now we know why she didn't wear the veil.
Or even keep it in the family.
So, Paolo, is this why you called us all here?
No. I asked you here because I want to discuss business.
Why not wait till our regular lunch meeting?
I keep trying, but this way, maybe, I won't have to compete with Mama's ravioli. So, if you all take a seat, I get started.
What about lunch?
Oh, Uncle Vittorio, don't worry. Lunch will be here after my presentation. Come potete vedere qui, abbiamo un negozio.
Emma on the phone with Avery.
Peter's gonna call you, but I couldn't wait to tell you the news. The foundation committee overwhelmingly agreed to award Luca a grant.
That's fantastic, thank you.
His essays and his artwork
apparently really impressed the board. But please act surprised when Peter tells you.
We never had this conversation.
Emma with the dean.
I don't know if you've heard of the Hastings Foundation, but they're a philanthropical organization based out of Boston. Luca applied for an emergency grant. They evaluated his GPA and his work. They agreed to cover his tuition. And in fact, they were so impressed with him that they even awarded him a grant for his graduate work at the Accademia Ricci.
You did well, Emma.
I know I took a risk letting Luca audit my class, so I just wanted to apologize, especially for putting you in such a difficult position.
Well, I appreciate that. And I admire you. I admire your commitment to your students.
At the hotel.
Emma? Look.
Francesca holds flowers.
These just came for you.
Emma grins, then places her lace work down. She picks up the card and opens it.
Thank you for the help with my presentation. I think it went over well. See you tomorrow night for Nana's birthday. Paolo.
Francesca, can I borrow your kitchen tomorrow?
See?
Now, Emma appears with a freshly baked pie.
Ta-da! Che meraviglia!
Paolo sends flowers and you bake a pie? This is promising.
No, it's not like that. It's just pie.
Uh-huh. But make with love.
I'm going to get dressed.
Emma walks out. Francesca sniffs the pie. Elsewhere, evening, Paolo wears a suit. Emma appears in a floral dress.
Questa è bellissima.
Grazie. E sei molto carino.
Ti ringrazio.
Emma picks up the pie.
Cosa hai portato? What's this?
American apple pie for your grandmother.
Where in Padova did you ever find this?
I mean it. Your nonna might be famous for her crostata di mele, but in Chicago, I am known for my apple pie.
Ti ringrazio. Sembra buonissimo.
At the gathering, Paolo chats with his father.
You wanted to speak with me?
I had a call today from the New York distributor.
We shouldn't talk business at mama's party.
Now is the perfect time. Tonight is for celebrating.
Why?
The deal on the evening bags that I was so opposed to is over and done with.
Paolo crosses his arms.
What I'm trying to tell you is the bags are selling well, and we are getting orders for more.
Maybe we could be selling them ourselves if we had our own store in New York.
Change is difficult when you've been doing things the same way for so long. But Paolo, I'm sorry. But I was so hard on you.
Paolo grins. They hug.
Grazie. Emma. Buonasera.
Paolo and Emma stroll together.
I've just been meeting more of your cousins. There are two Silvias?
No, actually three. It was a popular name at the time. And I know it's getting late, but I was wondering if you've ever seen San Marco Square. At night.
I've only been to Venice in the daytime.
Well, one more thing you shouldn't miss. Andiamo.
Now, they stroll past a waterside building.
This really is lovely at night.
I know you would appreciate it. Did you enjoy the party tonight?
I did. Mm. I really loved meeting your whole family.
And it was just one side of it. Nonna told me that your gift, the apple pie, her favorite.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yes, she is.
I'm really gonna miss her.
Emma, I know your class ends next week, but I was wondering if you could stay a little longer so we could spend more time together.
I don't know that that's a good idea.
Why not?
Because as much as I've embraced living in the moment, I don't think we should start something we can't finish.
I think it started 6 weeks ago, when you couldn't figure out how to buy a bus for the Vaporetta.
You're never gonna let me forget that,
no,
are you?
No, I can't.
They face each other.
Well, you have to admit, I've come a long way since then.
We both have. So why stop now?
Because I live in Chicago.
Chicago? It's far.
There's a very big ocean between us.
Very big. Huge. I go to the States a few times a year, and you will probably be back here next fall. So I think it's worth it, giving it a try.
I don't know. We come from such different worlds.
Not so different. I believe you feel the same way I do. That is not something that happens very often.
I don't want to risk having my heart broken again.
Emma sobs. Paolo ponders, then grins at her.
So we just say goodbye?
We say arrivederci.
Arrivederci. To R. Say it again.
Arrivederci.
They smile. They hug.
Sorride. Smile. More. Andiamo.
Emma wipes her eye. They continue strolling. Daytime at the hotel. Emma sits on her bed, holding her cell phone. She scrolls through the photos she's taken, finding one of her and Paolo on the boat. Francesca appears.
Emma, that's for you. It was left at the front desk.
Thank you.
Would you please post this for me? A letter to Juliet?
I wrote it last night.
Francesca takes the letter and walks out. Emma sighs, opening the card with the box.
Arianna never intended to keep this. I believe it found its way to you for a reason. Con amore, Maria.
Inside the box is the veil. Emma sighs. Outside on the street, a man wheels Emma's luggage to a taxi.
Grazie. Francesca, thank you for everything. You have been such a good friend to me.
It was my pleasure. Have you got all your bags?
Even an extra one. I wanted to take home as much of Italy as I could.
I'm sorry.
Emma answers her cell phone.
Ciao. Yes, I'm on my way to the train station now. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for telling me, Natalia. Ciao.
Sounds like good news.
The university picked up my program for next year.
You. Once you fall in love with Italy, you always come back.
Emma and Francesca hug.
A presto, allora.
A presto.
Now, the Stefano family gathers at the outdoor table.
Now, does anyone else have any business to discuss?
No.
Today, I do. Since the business is doing so well, both in manufacturing and in the shops, I think that Paolo's proposal to open a store in New York is something we should pursue. It is time to make a change.
Paolo hugs his father. Then, the family all lifts a glass.
Salute.
Salute. Bravo.
Now, Paolo stands holding his cell phone.
What's going on with you? Why don't you look happy? You just got Papa to say yes.
Nothing.
Paolo, I know when something is bothering you.
Emma's leaving today.
Safivo, I knew it! You're in love with her.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore.
Of course it does. Didn't you learn anything from Arianna's story?
Paolo kisses his sister's head, and they walk off. Now, Emma sits on a train, parked at the depot. She sighs, looking out the window. Paolo dashes onto the platform and begins looking through the windows. Emma turns and sees Paolo outside. He smiles. Emma stands, gaping, watching Paolo as he jumps onto the moving train.
Emma.
What are you doing?
Hopefully not making a fool of myself, because I don't believe our story's over. I just jumped into a slow-moving train to tell a woman I'm falling in love with that I don't want to lose her. So this could have gone very badly.
I'm just glad you're in one piece. That was quite an entrance.
I had to tell you that my family is going to open the new store in New York. So at least we won't have an ocean between us. It's only 1,271 kilometers to Chicago. I know this is so.
Well, that's a detail I happen to love.
We can make anything work together if we really want to. And I promise I will never break your heart.
Man who jumps onto a moving train to tell me that. I have have to take a chance on.
And since we both believe in chance.
Paolo leans in.
You know this train is going to Rome, right?
I don't care where it's going, as long as I'm with you.
She grins. Paolo leans in, and they kiss. A transition. They continue kissing, but now, Emma is wearing the veil on her head. Paolo wears a suit. Text. 6 months later. They stand under a lace canopy. Avery and Tracy wear matching violet dresses beside. Paolo and Emma turn to a crowd, who stand applauding. Emma raises a bouquet. They walk together up the aisle. Now, they hold a cake knife together, standing beside a three-tiered white cake. They slice the cake. Emma and Paolo kiss. Now, both families stand together in front of the lace canopy. Now, Emma and Paolo hold glasses, toasting a large table. Now, Emma and Paolo stand together on a dance floor. He spins her, and they begin to dance together. Other couples dance around them. Emma smiles as Paolo kisses her cheek. A transition. Emma, Tracy, and Avery approach a mirror.
Sorry to pull you away from the party, but it's time to take off the veil. Oh, there's a little snag.
Oh.
Tracy, can you have it fixed when you go back to New York?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Give it to me. Don't be ridiculous. You know, your parents were so cute. They had tears in their eyes.
Oh, they were crying the whole time. It was the sweetest thing.
And they love Paolo's family. They even invited them all to stay with them when they come out for the opening of the new store.
All of them?
All of them.
Wow. Wait, why did he decide to open the store in Chicago instead of New York?
He thought New York was still too far away from me.
Okay, that is amore.
Plus, Chicago's a bigger distribution hub, so...
No, it's definitely the first thing. Paolo knows how lucky he is to have you.
Yes, he does.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think it was all luck. I was literally carrying the veil when I met him.
See?
Not you too.
Yes, I know. I didn't want to believe it when I took the veil to Italy, but then it was the veil that kept throwing me and Paolo together. And then we found out Ariana's story, and it really does seem like it's magical. It really is enchanted. Hilda was right. I'm telling you, the little piece of lace that Paolo's grandmother found, I think that's part of the magic.
The two of you are hopeless.
Or hopelessly in love.
Now, Avery approaches Emma, Paolo, and Tracy.
Yes.
You guys, we have to do our toast of the veil.
Oh, where's Peter?
He's with my uncle, talking about soccer for the last 40 minutes.
Which is why I left them alone. All right, that's two down and one to go. Tracy, it's your turn to take the veil.
I still don't believe in it, but Finn and I are talking about getting engaged.
Then, here's to the veil.
And to true love.
They all clear glasses. They sip. Avery and Tracy grin as Paolo and Emma kiss.